People who run the companies are losing the money to make themselves look better than If only you, God needs your prophet who would call out wrong today. But too many have been lulled to sleep in the pews. People don't know what God wants. And when we don't talk about the day of the Lord, they don't even know what the day of the Lord is. They made up in their minds what it is. And that's why we have to flip this report. See, the day of the Lord will not be expected. See, it's amazing how we mess God up. I try to be very careful when I preach and teach because I don't want to mess anybody up. But we serve a loving God. However, in Exodus, we learn that that loving God is jealous. So when God shows up, even though God lusts, even though Jesus suffered and died for our sins, don't you think God has something to do about the people who have given God? The people who have preferred the gospel so that it can be used in wicked ways. The day of the Lord will be a time of rejoicing for those who finally got it right. Lord, pluck me to get that. But for those who use Christianity for power and influence, use Christianity to claim and take the resources from those who are suffering, the day of the Lord is going to be perfect. In the text it says, doom to those who desire the day of the Lord. And not only does the word doom stick out, that's not a good word when it comes to God. But desire stands out because some people, they have used Christianity to get what they desire all life. And that makes them think that they can use what they have to get the day of the Lord for themselves. But the day of the Lord is like anything that God gives us. It's a gift we can't command. And it might be something that we don't want. That's why the prophet asked the question, why do you want the day of the Lord? And just think about that for a moment. Why would you want the day of the Lord to come when you have not set aside time to be your God when you are here right here on earth? I'm talking about prayer. I'm talking about some quiet time when you take the time to listen to God. If you haven't done that, you might not want the day of the Lord to come. Oh, for the day of the Lord is darkness, not light. Darkness, not light is one thing. But what the prophet is about to say is a situation I don't want to find myself in. Where you're sick or alive, by the skin and teeth, and you turn around, and there's a big privilege. Or you try to run and try to hide in the house. And you don't believe these breaths trying to get yourself together. You wipe the sweat from your head and your crown and say, I'll hang out in here for a few moments. And when you place your hand on the wall, a snake bites you. See, no asshole, which you know all about. Don't desire to be with one you never had a conversation with. Because the result might be the whole opposite of what you expect. Not only that, going through Moses is not enough. But see, we made our relationship with God transactional. I do this for God. God do something nice for me. But if our relationship with God is transactional, when did we take care of the transaction that gave us life? The transaction that gives us air to breathe. The sun we see, the water we drink, all the needs that God has already provided and will provide for us. Where are our transactions? That's why the prophet said, I hate, I reject your blessing. And I know somebody is saying, we don't pay our blessing. We'll think about that for a minute. But when a church becomes an event church, I got a joke to say that before. Because see, when the folks You're talking about two sons instead of 52 sons. Paul was talking about all instead of the other 50 sons. The Paul was talking about friends and family instead of the other 50 sons. If you hold a revival just for the sake of having a revival, you have to come and repent, church. And the prophet is saying, I reject your pastor. I go into what your choice of something. When you talk about how much money, all the things that see, when we gather, it's not about us. It's about Jesus. And just glory through the motion. Glory through the motion to raise the money. Glory through the motion to lift it up. Glory to Sunday. God rejects those celebrations. God even rejects those who show off, those who live in a transactional way, those who live personally. God is not pleased with those facts yet, because everything, I think I need to say that one more time, everything we have is ours with God. See, if you want God to be pleased, you want God to look at your heart. You give to God voluntarily. You give to God cheerfully. Because you love God and you are thankful for all that God has done in your life. And if somebody has the nerve to say that you can't think of anything that God has done for you, well, God worked it out this morning. God did it in a dream. That body and mind will allow you to make it was God that gave you that body and mind. When you give, you need to give from the bottom of your heart. And God knows wonders that work. You know, even though the psalm says, I mean, the psalm 150, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It's your noise built. It's your noise theologically strong. But if it's needed, if it's something to get you grooved on, if it's your song, if the song is one you use solely for the purpose of pulling one stock string, the Lord says, take away the noise of this song. I will listen to the melody of the keyboard of your drums on your horn. In fact, sometimes, even when the noise is joyful, we need to stop the noise and just be quiet. But see, we got a problem being quiet. And silence, we have a problem with that. But silence that we need so that we can hear from God. Give for the right reason. Sing with a heart that is right with God. Because in the end, God wants one word, justice. Oh, not with one of the comedians that said that they were rich crying all the way to the great prophets and they all went to the courthouse. And all I saw was just us. Not to lock them up and throw away the key to justice, but justice that makes things right. And if you live in the same world that I live in, a lot of things need to be made right. See, justice is a relational term. Justice is living in right relationship with God and in right relationship with others. Then I need to say that again. Justice is living in right relationship with God and right relationship with others. Justice is even living in right relationship with nature and the environment because of the things we can do to adversely affect nature keeps us from being in right relationship with other folks. Come with me. We went through the whole list of things. Then we go through alphabetical camera. And we have never been there before because we are not treating the environment right, and that's why we got all this destruction coming from all that. The prophet said words many of us never heard until Dr. Martin Luther King proclaimed them on that hot summer day in August in 1963. You know, it makes me feel that there are people who do not want us to know justice is in the Bible. let justice roll like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. And that's not going to happen until racism up the head is cut off and white privilege is shut down. Justice will not come until the step back system stops rewarding the greedy. Justice will not come until the poor are no longer the scapegoats for our problem, rather than the system which is the problem. Justice will not grow until every child has access to good education and does not have to go to school hungry. When internet access is available to everyone, when women are treated right at home, on the job, and even in cars, when access to health care becomes a human right, when law enforcement starts treating black people like humans, there are a lot of things that need to be righted. When mass incarceration comes to an end, when gun violence comes to an end, when people are no longer detained and condemned to hell because of their personal lifestyle, when women, who young women who find themselves in their unlawful planning practices are no longer trained in the trial, only when their laws are made right, will justice roll like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Blow, just the way, our salvation, blow from that filth that was spilled with blood, the blood that poured from Emmanuel's land. I was made right by God. You were made right by God. Because we were sinners. But we were sinners whose blood was with that blood. And because we were colored by blood, we lost not some, not a few, but we lost all for that beauty skin. And since God brought enough of you, since God called enough of me to make things right by sending God's Son and to open in the justice of God, we need to open our mouth. We need to stay dropping and in the injustice that we see each and every day and yesterday. Because God wants, I said, God wants, God wants justice here and right now. Not just in this nation, but God wants justice for the whole, I said, over the whole, for the whole wide world. Amen. And amen.